Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early. Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
It's no exaggeration to tell you that at least every second or third day we come into multiple emails from listeners, you guys getting in touch to chat about your rental situation. Whether you're the wannabe tenant who's looking for a roof over your head, if you're somebody that's facing eviction, perhaps you're the landlord that's dealing with nightmare tenants. We want to hear your stories because we've decided over the course of the next 5 days, we want to chat to you every single day this week about your rental situation. Whatever your stories, good, bad, indifferent, you can email us lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. Stephen is on the line. Stephen, you got in touch. I believe you've moved twice in the last few months. How stressful has that been?
Yeah, it's been horrible. So we moved into this new place about 3 or 4 months ago. And after 3 months, the letting agent and landlord told us they were looking to sell the place, and that we had until January to get out. So we've basically just been on look since.
And when you moved in, were you told or aware that it was going to be a short-term lease?
Oh, absolutely not. No, it was at least a year.
You thought you had at least 12 months with this roof over your head?
Yeah, and they gave us 3 months to vacate.
So you were barely in January. And you were been told you to go?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. And how difficult was it to even get that place in the first instance, Stephen?
It's horrible out there, really. You're kind of going to these viewings and there might be, you know, sometimes there's 20 or 30 people at them, especially at these kind of build-to-rent apartments where there's like there's 30 of you going around and you're looking at like 5 different apartments.
So it's not even the price point. That's probably an aside issue, is it? It's actually getting the viewing and the prospect of even being able to get the place before you can start considering what you're going to pay for it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, you know, we have a budget. Like, if I have to pay more than €1,000 a month on rent, I think I might cry.
Yeah. It's extremely difficult. And like for people, Stephen, that, you know, maybe they were renting, maybe they've moved on from that, or perhaps it's something they did 20 years ago. Just give people an oversight into how difficult it is out there at the moment.
Yeah, like I said, just like the amount of people you see there and, you know, obviously the price as well. Like if most of the, you know, the nicer places would be, what, like $2,500 a month? And if you're just like sharing with, like, you know, I share with my partner, if it's just the two of you, you know, that's practically half of your monthly wage taken away on rent already.
$2,500. And for that, what are you getting? One bedroom, bathroom?
For $2,500, you might get like, you know, a 2-bed. Like right now we're paying $2,000. We have 1 bed and a separate kitchen and the living area. That's kind of suits, you know, suits 2 people. But
where are you going to go?
Well, we as soon as we heard that news, we hit the ground running and we're just like, right, well, we're not going to have this hanging over our heads over Christmas. So we just went out and we were able to secure somewhere else. It took us about 3 weeks.
Okay. So you have got somewhere to move to?
Yeah. And it's actually, I think it's a bit nicer than the last place anyway. Good. So that's
okay.
Fine.
Okay. Well, that's at least a positive in all of this. But it is a nightmare. And as you say, it's the second, you know, move that you've had to face as well in recent months.
Yeah, I haven't stayed anywhere. I've been in Dublin now for about 12 years and I haven't stayed anywhere longer than 2 years. Now, some of that is me just like not liking the place or, you know, it's damp and moldy and horrible. Looking for somewhere else, but some of the times it has been, look, we're looking to sell or a family member needs the place, you know.
What about you, Katie? Katie's in, you moved out of Dublin, is that right, Katie? You're back in Connemara.
I am, yes. I rented in 2 separate places, both absolute nightmares, and ended up
in
back
what way?
Home in Connemara. Saving for a mortgage.
And how, when you say they were absolute nightmares, just describe Describe the accommodation for us, Katie.
Well, look, one of them was with a newlywed couple. I was just in, starting college, and they had bought a three bed house in Cherry Muir, and they obviously were just themselves, so they decided to rent out two of the rooms to students for about, I think it was about $650 a month. But it's almost like they didn't want you to be able to use any of the communal areas in the house. So whenever you were in the sitting room or at the kitchen or anything, they'd barely speak to you, and they'd look annoyed that you were there, and it became a really uncomfortable an uncomfortable situation, and they would kind of grumble and all you're there. And
so for $650 a month, where were you expected to go?
Exactly, yeah. Like it was only a small house. I have a small three bed in a housing estate in Cherry Muir, and I'm thinking, if I'm not allowed to go in and cook food, what am I really doing? What am I paying you $650 for? Just a bedroom that I'm not allowed to come out of.
Yeah, and but you were never told that, though, were you? That you have to stay in your room.
Oh no, 100%. Like the viewing on the house was, these are the communal areas. This is your bedroom. This is the shared bathroom.
Mm.
But
you didn't feel very comfortable.
When your mate feels so unwelcome, but you're paying someone else's mortgage, it's not the best situation. But I then moved to a house of a couple who had had the house for about 30 years and in Lucan, but they had moved and their kids were living in the house. Well, one of their kids was living in the house when I moved in. He was perfectly fine. He had renovated the downstairs sitting room, so there actually was no sitting room move. There was an extra big kitchen that they'd put a couch in, but they renovated the sitting room for the son, and I'd rented the upstairs bedrooms, but then they didn't tell me that there was a little sister moving in who was starting college, and then there was a brother who was moving in
Where were they going in the house if the first brother had the downstairs sitting room converted?
They were in two little box. They were in two little box rooms upstairs.
So they were in a room. Right. Yeah. So you got sick of all this and you moved back to Galway.
Oh yeah, they know that one of the sons would trash the house and everything, and then I would get blamed when I gave out that he was trashing the house and throwing parties and everything whenever he would come up. So I just said, look, I'm not doing this. I'm paying €900 a month. I'm not getting blamed for trashing a house that I'm clearly not doing. I'm working for 15 or 16 hours a day. I'm not home enough to even trash the house.
Yeah. You're basically living with the family, children, and there was parties galore whenever they were all there.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. Listener says, in relation to renting, I'm a divorced dad who pays about £850 a month in maintenance for my kids and €1,000 for a two-bed cottage I must now move out of. And all the places are about £1,600 a month. So that's €2,450 a month outside of any expenses like food. Kids coming over, places are limited, and I'm stretched each month to just stay afloat. I work really hard and I have a good job. Says this listener. Sheila's on the line. Sheila, what's your story?
So I'm based in Cork, County Cork. So my situation is I've been made homeless and I'm sleeping in my car since the 1st of September, and I have two young kids. So I can't find rental accommodation. I've been looking for the past year because of my circumstances. I was divorced earlier this year. So I knew I would have to be moving out of the family home by September, and I'm on the council waiting list. I'm looking for half houses and obviously private rental. There's nothing there, and nothing that, even if there is something there, I have seen one house that I was able to walk in and view in 12 months, and that was last October. And there was 50 other people viewing the house, and the only reason I think there was a lot of reasons I wasn't accepted. Like, I'm a full-time carer for my eldest child who's got additional needs.
So you're living in the car, Sheila. Sorry, you're living in your car with your two children, the eldest of which has additional needs.
Both have additional needs, but my eldest child is severe. So he, yeah. But yeah, we're in the car. So.
So just explain. Hang on. Just explain day to day, right? So the three of you wake up in the car.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I move about a lot because obviously for showering facilities, toileting, I don't have the luxury of having family or friends or couch. I can't with my children. I can't have them under the roof of someone else where there's no room for me. It's either all of us or nothing, unfortunately, and no one has room for all of us. We can't go in emergency accommodation. I've had a lot of people going, why can't you go in emergency accommodation? We've been told by the council we're not eligible for a couple of reasons. Well, the two reasons they gave is they said, I have family and friends to stay with. I don't. I most certainly would be staying with them. I don't want to be sleeping in a car. It's not a pleasant thing. I feel like a failure with my kids every night. And the second reason I was given by the council was that I have funds. I did get partly bought out from the house, but it was very limited funds, and the council have seen that. And by the end of this month, those funds will be gone.
This is from the sale of the whole house effectively divorce.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're living in your car with the two kids.
Correct.
So you wake up each morning. What, in the back seat laid flat? Like, what kind of a car is it, Sheila?
It's a small, I'm not going to say exactly what it is, but it's,
a saloon
a small
car.
SUV. It's a small SUV.
Small
it's
SUV.
Not even that long.
Yeah. It's not a camper van, like.
No, God, no.
No, but I'm just trying to paint the picture for listeners, you know.
No, it's a small SUV. It's a Fiat, a Fiat Arona. It's only a small SUV. It's nothing big. It's not a big Range Rover or a big BMW or a big saloon car. It's nothing like that.
It's your regular in between or SUV,
kind of a small family car, drive around car.
And what did you put the seats back or what, Sheila, do you do?
You can put the front seat flat, but it's not flat to the back seat, and it's very limited. I have a lot, like everything is in storage bar the big Bertha suitcase that we go around with that's in the boot, plus duvets and pillows and sleeping bags. And everything is it's a little mobile home as such. But it's devastating. It's devastating.
Oh my God, like, Sheila.
The council are very aware of the situation. And I haven't even spoken to a housing officer. I've been promised, even last Thursday, I spoke to the council again in Cork, and it's County Cork. And I was promised a phone call again today from a housing officer. I've been promised twice now in the past month, and I've never spoken to anyone. The only people I speak to are when you go in to the clerk or the person that's dealing with my case. That's it, an assessor. So,
but you're due to get a call today, and you are on the housing waiting list, you say?
Oh, yeah, I am on the housing waiting list. But honestly, like rental. I couldn't afford any rental. I'm a carer. I'd love to go out working. I would love to go out working. My eldest boy, he's actually on school refusal because of our situation. He's so stressed out. His mental health is gone. Between outbursts and meltdowns and his limited speech, he's complex. But he's now, I fought tooth and nail to get him a special school place all last year. And... he went for a month, and it's done. It's done till we can somehow get a home. He's not going to school. His routine is gone. His whole life is gone. I'm trying the best I can, but it's we need a home. We need a home. We need our own front door near their schools. I'm traveling an hour to my other boy's school because I moved him. His school to be closer to my eldest boy's new school, and we're traveling an hour.
But Sheila, so you wake up with the boys in the car in the morning, right? And then where did you say you drive to kind of get ready? You even use a toilet.
I don't want to give full location, but Mallow vicinity. We'd be using toileting, showering facilities would be kind of the for my area.
But you're traveling around.
Oh God, yeah.
And
oh,
are these
God,
public facilities, or can you?
Yeah, they're the showering facilities you have to pay for, but yeah, they're public. Yeah. Lorry drivers and HGV would use the showering, but yeah, the toileting at petrol stations. I'm using washing machines at petrol station dryers. Like, that's how it's working. Like, cooking is, there's no cooking. Like,
Daddy,
and I love cooking. Yeah, it's obviously, this is where all my money's going. It's delis. So yeah. It's not ideal. Like cereal now, I'll buy a carton of milk in the morning so they can have cereal in the car. But it's disgusting. to be living in this way, like my age, like I've worked my life until my boys came along, and like I had to be a full time carer for my eldest boy. I had to, and my little boy now, he's 10, so 13 and 10, and he has his own quirks and needs. Like, it's full on. And I'm a qualified SNA. I'd love to go and work, but I can't. I can't put a roof over their heads. I can't. Like, I'm trying. I've tried everything.
God,
rental. Estate agents even know my face when I walk in, and they're like, look, there's nothing. There's nothing.
Really feel for you, like it's... You know, so, and you just, and at night, and look, you don't have to say even for safety concerns, but you're travelling around, are you, to different
locations? Yeah, you have to, because I've noticed, cars will kind of get to know, you have to, especially
at
this age, unfortunately. Yeah, there's nowhere safe.
And then when you do get up and you get the kids breakfast in the car and get changed in the car and all that, then you drive an hour to go to school with the kids, and then you hang around to collect them and go to park up. Jesus, Sheila,
but
like
even
that's...
Even now, my eldest boy, because he's on school refusal, he's with me 24/7 now, because he won't go to school. He's just, he's not in the mindset for it. So I have him 24/7. I'm not getting a break at all.
Well, we'll have to, Sheila, like it's an absolutely extraordinary situation that you're dealing with the two boys. You know, when you just seem to, like, if anyone listening today could picture spending the next couple of weeks living in their car with two kids, I mean, it really puts into perspective any complaints a lot of us have. We'll certainly reach out, Sheila, to the council for you. And look, thank you for getting in touch with us and telling us your story here on Lunchtime Live. I mean, is that not absolutely unbelievable? Cunnell is on the line. Cunnell, what's your rental story?
Myself, currently, I am I'm renting a place in Dublin for just over €1,200 a month. I had the notice of termination given to myself and my former partner earlier in the year with, and so I've been through the scramble of looking for a place quite recently, and just listening to Sheila's story there and thinking of like the experience that I had over the summer looking around, and also the other callers previous too, but particularly Sheila and what she's going through and what her kids are going through.
It's unbelievable.
The thought of having to go from one flat to another to look at different house sharing arrangements, all of which are very expensive. I didn't find anything at €1,000 a month. It was all €1,100, €1,200 at the lowest. Dealing with potential housemates, dealing with potential live-in landlords, you know, and I think one of the previous speakers talked about that. That was, I had some bad experience with the granddad of a landlord years ago who was in a granny flat next to us. Got on brilliantly with me until he met my partner at the time, who he despised, and then terrorised us for the next however many months, like shining a torch into my bedroom window at night, snapping windscreen wipers off her car. And people don't realise, as a renter, you are very vulnerable. In that instance, the landlord was actually on side with us, but like, he's not going to evict his granddad, you know?
So you were fearful that if you complained about this, that...
Well, I eventually did go to the landlord, and basically his answer was, oh, he's doing it to you as well. Turned out the previous tenant before me had a very similar experience. You know what I mean? But that was something to do with this older fella who I'm sure had issues and mental illness and all this sort of stuff. But he had secure housing and the tenants who were in the house did not. When you're in a tenant, when you are a tenant, you don't have much recourse. Mm. And I was worried that even with the landlord on side, he would talk sometimes, like, oh, if this gets too much, I'll just sell the house. And you're like, well, please don't, because that's where I live. But yeah, there is that vulnerability as a tenant. And this is me. I'm a teacher. I have
secure good wage.
I've been teaching, qualified for 10 years, working in schools for closer to 15. But this is my situation, but comparatively, my situation is not that bad. If I'm in this situation, where are the service workers at? Where are people who aren't working? Where are people who have kids? I think we've heard some of those answers as well, and it's frankly harrowing, and it's a spanner in the works of allowing people to live their lives, and by extension of allowing our society to function as normal as well.
I mentioned at the very outset today that, you know, God, day in, day out, I'd say at least every second or third day we come in, you know, when we look at the emails every morning, and there's always 2, 3, 4 emails from people talking about rental stories. And that's the very reason we decided to just give listeners a flavour of what's actually happening out there, what's going on. I mean, from God, living in cars with 2 kids to, you know, been afraid to complain about other tenants in a house making so much noise and trashing places. Like, this is the reality. This is Renting in Ireland 2025. We want to hear your stories. Get in touch with us today, tomorrow, 087 1400 106, the WhatsApp number. Drop us an email, actually, if you like, either lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. Connell, I'll leave it there for the moment. Sheila as well. Look, Sheila, take care of yourself, and thanks for getting in touch with us. We will reach out to the County Council in Cork on your behalf. Stephen, Katie as well, for getting in touch. I mean, just some absolutely harrowing stories.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.